Marking Infinity, Li Ufan's first retrospective in an American museum gathers 70 paintings, sculptures, and drawings. They fill the Guggenheim's rotunda floor and its six ramps, the late period gem of architect Frank Lloyd Wright. Ufan installed this retrospective himself during a three-week residency, uniting examples of 5 decades of his art into one continuous statement. Alexandra Monroe is the museum's senior curator of Asian art.
For Li Ufan, collaborating with the rotunda space at the Guggenheim Museum has been an enormous leap forward for his own understanding of his own work, and he realized in essence that what the Guggenheim Museum is all about, which is an awareness of the body in space, about many of the same ideas.
In these paintings called From Point, the marks of Ufan's brush, losing paint as he goes forward, turn the canvas into a record of time, kept in rigid intervals. These are both paintings and performances, uniting space and time. Ufan grew up through several wars and experienced the assault of modern culture, which interrupted ancient philosophical systems.
What's at the essence of his art is uncertainty and things that are not fixed and things that are open and scattered and open to our interpretation and open to our experience and infinite. I mean, the title of this exhibition is Marking Infinity. Infinity is the opposite of finite. It's the opposite of what's fixed. He's asking us to imagine a world where there is a coexistence between man and the what he calls the other, man and nature, now and the past.
In his installations, opposites coexist, as in these sculptures. Heavy rocks and steel are held impossibly in the air by clouds of cotton.
And there's another very important idea that you see both in his sculptures and in his paintings, which is what I call the ethics of restraint. He's interested in the relationship between making and non-making, what he calls non-making.
Ufan tries to separate us from our backgrounds, histories, mythologies, and psychological concerns. Devoid of narrative, his art belongs to the school of here and now. Ufan hides his paintings and sculptures in plain sight, but the revelation is undoubtedly exhilarating for those who contemplate.
In New York, Behnam Nategi, VOA News.